Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday, November 4, and I really hope you're making plans to join us this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. If you're out of town, or maybe you listen to these podcasts and you don't live around the Metro Atlanta area, then just find a church near you where you can worship with them. And if you can't find them, join us online. We'll stream live at 9:30 and 11. You can always watch the archives at some other time. But if you want to watch live, you just go to live.sugarhill.church, or frankly, you can even watch it on our Facebook page. And so you can just go to facebook.com/sugarhillchurch and find us there as well. But it is almost election day. And if you're like me, you are so ready for this to be over. I have seen more mudslinging and more foolishness than I think I've ever seen in any political process ever. I feel like most Americans that I'm not really proud of either of these two folks as the potential leader of the world, and yet here we are. I can find reasons to bluster and fuss about it all, but I throw my right to whine about it, you know, when I don't vote. I only have the right to gripe if I go vote. So I thought I'd throw a few thoughts out to maybe helpfully, prayerfully assist you as you head down the home stretch toward November 8 and Election Day. First, pray. Pray about your vote if you have not already voted. If you have already voted, continue to pray for the process, to be honest. Pray for the candidates, not just presidential candidates, but folks in other races that are very important as well. Pray for folks to vote based on values and decency and morals, not just voting for someone because of party lines. Pray for folks that are working in the polling places. Pray that people make the time to go out and vote. Cover this day in prayer, asking for God to be a pawn and a part of the entire process, that He would control this. Secondly, stop fretting. I like what Andy Stanley says. Stop scaring the kids. I've heard and read reports about the election and the fear that's to happen. If Hillary gets voted, this is going to happen. And if Donald gets voted, that's going to happen. This is such a huge election in so many levels. I know it. But the God of all creation will not have changed His position of authority come Wednesday morning. He's still the divine and supreme ruler and the judge of this world, His creation. God's in control, not man. I mean, we read in scriptures that He's the one who's established the authorities. In Romans chapter 13, you know what the scripture says? Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God Himself. Folks, listen, we don't need to be afraid. The enemy would love for us to be fearful and worry and go nutso on social media. And we can be assured that whatever happens, the one we worship is still the king, and He is still in control of everything, including this silly election. I'm not really voting for either of these candidates. Frankly, I'm voting for who I believe will appoint the more than 500 federal judges and at least 2 Supreme Court justices over the next few years. Be sure you have a reason to vote, folks. If not for you, for your kids and grandkids, they will be the ones that are most impacted by these appointments. You know, my prayer for Election Day is this: Lord, we come before You very humbly, seeking You on this day. Thank You that we get to live in a country where every vote really does matter. And so many have served and continue to serve, protect our freedoms, bless them and their families. And I pray we wouldn't take that privilege for granted. Lord, we come to You today and ask that Your hand be upon this process. Help the process to go smooth without arguments and fighting and bickering and lawsuits. And Lord, just let us see You at work. Lord, we pray for truth, we pray for honesty, we pray for everyone involved to guide us, to help our country, that we would just live and love this place so dearly. In Your Son's name we pray, amen. One last thought. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, the scripture says, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." Listen, my friend, that's the glue that holds the world together. Not a donkey, not an elephant, not a Hillary, not a Donald. God and God Himself. God bless you. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.